WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bob Wills may not have invented Western swing, the music to which his name is inextricably linked, but he certainly perfected it. During the 30 years that he fronted his band, the Texas Playboys, he developed a fusion of American music that is uncannily like the fusion Elvis Presley would accomplish 20 years later.
Bob Wills, as Bob Wills was named at birth, was a son of the hard West Texas farmland, descended from two generations of champion fiddlers. But fiddling, back in 1905 when Wills was born, didn't pay any bills, so he grew up picking cotton alongside black sharecroppers. When he declared in his theme song, Take Me Back to Tulsa, that darky raised the cotton, white man gets the money, it wasn't PC, but it was based on hard-won knowledge. In 1925, he'd had enough of barbering and farming in the hamlet of Turkey, Texas, so he packed off for Fort Worth, where he hooked up with the Medicine Show, and eventually with guitarist Herman Arnspiger and singer Milton Brown. The band they formed turned first into the Light Crust Doughboys, then into Milton Brown's Brownies, and in 1933, when Bob left with singer Tommy Duncan, into the Texas Playboys.
There was a time when I thought of no other. We sing our own love's refrain. Our hearts beat as one as we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone and there's blue skies again, 'cause time changes everything.
The Playboys were nothing if not versatile. One minute they'd be playing a pop-style song with Duncan crooning his heart out, and the next they'd metamorphose into a big band with horns. Bob would step out with his fiddle, and another dimension would be added.
Where's that gal, the red dress on some folks called a Dinah? Stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Oh, here comes Mr. Strickland now. All right.
Cigar clamped in his jaws, Bob would interject one of his characteristic hollers as each member soloed. And, most importantly, the band could swing.
Oh, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread.
Don't tell me.
Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
With fiddlers like Jesse Ashlock and, on this recording, Joe Holly, Wills always made sure he had soloists who could negotiate trickier pyrotechnics than he himself was capable of. Wills was up to the minute. When we'd pull into a big city, as pianist Al Strickland told me, he'd order up a cab and head out to the black section of town to see if Count Basie had any new records out, and he'd bring them back and study them. He was also up on technology. The Playboys featured one of the first electric guitarists in Eldon Shamblin, and Leon McAuliffe put the electric steel guitar on the map.
Oh, everybody dance now.
This paid off. The band's San Antonio Rose was a huge hit, and Wills, who wrote it, made plenty off of Bing Crosby's cover version, too.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with the memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no, only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my love.
But time does change everything. World War II devastated the Texas Playboys. Tommy Duncan enlisted right after Pearl Harbor, Al Strickland got a defense job, and both Leon McAuliffe and Eldon Shamblin joined up soon afterwards. Bob himself spent a few unpleasant months in the Army in 1943, and after he and Duncan mustered out, they relocated to California, lured by the movies and radio work. The horns were gone, but the new steel player, Noel Boggs, made up for that, and the band still swung like crazy.
All you good friends, stand by. Is that fat boy Rag coming your way? Yes, that's Junior Boy playing.
But there was also frustration. The band made Western movies, but they weren't much good. Bob began drinking, which, combined with his new Wills Point Ballroom in Sacramento, which he was supposed to perform often, led to problems with the band. In 1948, Wills fired Tommy Duncan and thereby shot himself in the foot. Plus, fashions in country music were changing, and although Bob never considered himself a country performer, the record industry did. Musicians left the band, his record stopped selling, and by the time he had his first heart attack in 1962, Bob Wills had been all but forgotten. Forgotten by the public, that is. A small swing revival in California began in 1970, when Merle Haggard recorded a Bob Wills tribute album using several ex-Playboys, and a band called Asleep at the Wheel started performing skillful Western swing in bars near San Francisco. In 1973, Haggard reunited the Playboys for an album with the ailing Wills, who shouted his approval on several tracks. But the strain was too much. He suffered a stroke and remained in a coma for almost 2 years. The album came out with a sad title, For the Last Time. The swing revival grew, though, and today Western swing is in the hands of a new generation, who often record with the old masters. Bob Wills is gone, but he's not forgotten.
Ed Ward writes about music from Berlin.